And the sun was an interesting study, too, about neutrinos, because at one point in time, all the calculations, et cetera, showed that there should be a specific number of electron neutrinos coming from the sun, but when scientists started looking for them, they weren't finding the numbers that should correspond to the calculations. But it was later on found that as neutrinos travel, they start to oscillate. As they start to oscillate, they start turning into different flavors of neutrinos, different types of neutrinos. So afterwards, scientists realized, well, yes, the sun is producing solar neutrinos, but they're just transforming, and that's what was befuddling them. But anyways, getting back to this one, scientists wanted to investigate a high-energy neutrino event known as IC2109228, which was detected by the Ice Cube Neutrino Observatory at the South Pole. Just dropping. And the search directed them to a very bright galaxy, a JCM T0402-0424, and that's about 11 billion light years from Earth. And scientists were expecting to find a really big black hole, but instead found a dense compact core where gas and dust are packed into an area about 1,500 light years across. And this type of region is very capable of producing neutrinos. So now they're finding another source of neutrino. Up until recently, scientists were assuming there were only very few neutrino generators in the universe. The stars, supernova generation just from stars functioning, even some dust clouds, but they're finding these are coming from a lot of different areas right now. And this is BA3KX, and if there are any additional stations out there that would like to join us, come on in, or if you have a comment, come on in back. And then we'll move on to another. I've got another one after this for this evening, then we'll tie the ribbons here for tonight, and we'll pick up again next week. Now, this one here is about AI. It could be utilized to discover new laws of the universe. And scientists are now proposing a machine learning technique called transfer learning, which would make the search for new physics much faster and less expensive. One drawback is that AI can become so dependent on what it's already learned that it has difficulty recognizing something really new. This is published in the Journal of Cosmology and Astroparticle Physics, JCAP. And the standard model of cosmology, this is called the CDM, it's dropping, CDM is cold dark matter. Actually, the entire name is Lambda CDM, but CDM, cold dark matter, looks at ways to explain large-scale structures in the universe, including the expansion and distribution of the galaxy. And this model is certainly not the final answer. New observations indicate there could be some very interesting new physics to be discussed. This includes massive neutrinos, modified gravity, and evolving dark energy. Now, these all fall into theories that are out here now, and they're generating some new discussion around some of these old theories. Just dropping. But all of these require detailed computer simulations where a virtual universe is built using different physical assumptions. Transfer learning lets an AI system apply knowledge from one task to another. And this type of learning reduces the number of expensive simulations needed by more than a factor of 10. Along with transfer learning comes a negative transfer. The AI already has patterns resembling the standard cosmological model. What then happens is that it may interpret unfamiliar information through the lens of what it already knows, and this makes it harder to recognize truly new things. So it becomes somewhat biased. And this is something scientists are now trying to mitigate. But once they are able to work that bug out and filter that out of it, they're anticipating that we may be finding some new laws of physics that we had no idea of prior. And mind you, modern science is where we are now with physics, and that's maybe a little over 100 years since some of the more profound ideas of physics came about. So we haven't been in really complicated physics for a very long period of time in order to say that we know just about everything there is we need to know about the universe. Just dropping. Around the time the special theory, the general theory of relativity came about, the thinking was, well, with those two theories and now with the modern concept of the atom, which back then consisted of a little nucleus with